Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katzlamitas. I write The Cats Report, LasVegasSun.com, Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasWeekly.com, and I write for all the Greenspun Media Group publications, especially this week. How's it going, beautiful?
Hi!
This is Trisha McCrone, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And yes, you have cover stories at just about every publication that Greenspun has right now.
I have done a lot of writing. Actually, I've done a normal amount of writing. It just happens to be displayed a little bit more prominently this week. Cover of Las Vegas Magazine, which is Brad Garrett. Cover of Las Vegas Weekly, which ends, actually it is off the stands today, but Mike Tyson and a bunch of other columns and stuff going on
yeah,
the Sun website. Yeah, I've been very, very busy lately.
Yeah, and I am... I'm good. What do you had a fun little weekend? Went to celebrate my sister's birthday, and I went to go see our former guests, Murray Sawchuk
and
Doug Lefkowitz, my lovely ex,
at the Magic Theater.
Yes, you know what I have to say.
Gold Coast. How was that?
I was expecting something, and you know, I was just expecting something, and it was really amazing.
What were your expectations?
No, I knew that the talent would be good because I've seen Doug and Murray
before.
Well,
of course, yeah.
So I knew that the mm-hmm. talent was going to be, you know, top notch. But what I didn't necessarily know about the rest of the show, you know, a lot of times when you have those kind of things that are put together at a hotel that you don't really see mm-hmm. a lot of things at,
yeah,
that there's times you kind of expect it to not be as high caliber as it was. And I don't mean to put anybody down. I'm actually giving everybody mm-hmm. credit.
Yeah.
So it was incredible. And Siegfried was sitting next to me.
Of
Siegfried and Roy Frame. Yes, he was sitting next to me.
Only in Vegas, at the Gold Coast.
At the Gold Coast. Siegfried was sitting next to me. And it was a great show. It was, and like I said, Murray and Doug opened and closed it. And then they had a wonderful MC whose name I can't remember.
Ben Stone.
Ben Stone, who was really not only a great magician, but a great singer and had really great timing. He was a lot of fun. I was really impressed with him. And some guy that was hysterical that spun plates and I can't remember his name. But so obviously he was memorable. But it was a great.
Maybe he worked at the restaurant.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he was just the waiter and I had
just
too many.
A very talented busboy.
But then I went to my favorite machine, the Sex and the City machine, and I won $500.
That's a slot machine, ladies and
yes.
gentlemen. It's not a machine.
It's not a euphemism for something else I have.
But don't stop pulling the handle.
It's an actual slot machine. Actually, you just press buttons.
Everybody's a winner at the Sex and the City. That is good. That's a good time. I'd seen Siegfried also at the UNLV Entertainer and Artist Hall of Fame dinner.
He's
last
everywhere.
Week. Yeah, he's been around a lot lately. They just got back from Cabo, him and Roy, and Lynette Chappelle, the Evil Queen, and a bunch of them had just gotten back.
Oh, so
right
the show, part of the show traveled.
Yeah, it was a whole collection of them. So Siegfried's still out and about, and it's always good to see him on the scene. And at my thing, Penn Jillette was Penn and Teller. We're honored in the Entertainer and Artist Hall of Fame,
which
we went to last year.
Yes.
At UNLV. It's their annual thing. And so what else has been keeping us busy here?
Oh, we just found out that coming to some of my friends, so we're going to have some good guests on coming up. Sabrina Bryan from the Cheetah Girls, mm-hmm. who is one of my favorite people who you've met with me a few times. She's
right.
one of my favorite people in town. She was also, I mean, favorite people in the world. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, the season that Wayne was on Dancing with
right.
the Stars. And they are coming here to do a Dancing with the Stars
live show
at the Tropicana.
The old Tiffany Theater.
Yeah, so Lacey Schwimmer, Joy Fatone, who's already here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be doing double duty in Price is Right.
Yeah,
and then,
that's right.
So it'll be fun. So we're going to have some fun guests. But we're going to do some picks for the weekend.
We wish them nothing but success.
Yes.
That starts April 14th, the same night that Mike Tyson also starts his show.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot
that's
to do that
13th.
Weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a busy weekend. Let's do some picks. We had done this before that when the show was an hour long, and then we simply dropped it because I think we forgot. Picks of the weekend. I'm going to say this. What to see on Friday night tonight, Brad Garrett opens Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at MGM Grand. He'll be on stage with Ralph Harris, Michael Somerville, and Geechee Guy.
Love Geechee.
Geechee, they're all really funny men, and Brad is one of our favorites, and we're going to have to get him back in here.
Absolutely,
for
me, Megan. And I'm going to say the ACMs. I'm going to be there with Wayne Newton. I'm just going to be there.
Okay.
Because he's going. And so, and you're going to be covering it. So it'll be fun. So if you don't get a chance to get the tickets, definitely watch it on TV. It should be fun. And I'm in love with Blake Shelton from The Voice.
Oh my God, aren't you? And yeah, you'll have better seats than me that night.
Okay.
Joining us this week on our new half-hour morning edition is Melinda, First Lady of Magic at V Theater Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. And we're also going to have some film talk from Josh Bell. So stick around. I know we will.
This is Jeff Lebo,
Devin May,
and Rob Marnell.
We're the Jersey Boys.
And you're listening to Cats with a Dish.
Yeah! I'm Sinner.
Katniss.
I'm sorry that this happened to you. I'm here to help you in any way that I can.
Most people just congratulate me.
I don't see the point in that.
That's Jennifer Lawrence as heroine Katniss Everdeen, along with Lenny Kravitz, in the film adaptation of Suzanne Collins' incredibly popular novel, The Hunger Games. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new at the movies. The Hunger Games brought in more than $150 million at the box office last weekend, and I think it's a deserved success. It's a mostly faithful adaptation of Collins' dystopian science fiction novel about a world in which teenagers are forced to fight against each other to the death. Although some of the book's character development is lost without the first-person narration of main character Katniss Everdeen, Lawrence does an excellent job of making up for that with her layered and insightful performance, and director Gary Ross expands on the world, showing us events outside of Katniss's perspective. The Hunger Games isn't going to please every fan of Collins' bleak, intense series, but I think it does as good a job as you could possibly hope for. I give it 3 stars out of 5. New in theaters this week is the romantic dramedy Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, starring Ewan McGregor and Emily Blunt.
Fitzharrison Price represent the Sheikh's assets in this country. He's a very keen fisherman, so he asked us
water.
If we would... Sorry?
Water, Miss Chetwood Talbot, H2O.
Do you want sparkling or still?
Not for me, for the fish.
McGregor plays a wildlife expert for the British government who is corralled into an implausible scheme by a wealthy sheikh to bring, well, salmon fishing to the Yemen. The movie never quite commits to one tone, instead half-heartedly trying out wacky comedy, sweet romance, and inspirational drama. McGregor and Blunt have a nice understated chemistry, but their romance is never active enough to take advantage of it. I give Salmon Fishing in the Yemen 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's going on at the movies this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is one of the world's best-known magicians and certainly its best-known female magician. She's a star of V, the ultimate variety show at V Theater at Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood, a show produced by her brother David. She's making a return to the stage after a 10-year absence. Welcome to Cats with the Dish, Melinda Sachs, also known as Melinda, First Lady of Magic. It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
Wow. You, let me just say, you have not changed in 10 years. I mean, you are like as... She's the most beautiful person
she
in
is
magic
beautiful.
By far.
She is beautiful.
I mean, like, you literally
and
came out
Nathan
and I'm
Nathan
like...
Burton in that list.
I never want to eat again. I never want to... I mean, gorgeous. I mean, so... Your body is amazing. Everything.
Yeah,
you are just like...
She's lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You've even
Absolutely.
Gotten even more beautiful in the 10 years that you've been on the stage.
Oh, you're
yes.
sweet.
So
you
true.
Know, it's so hard for me to... I mean, it's great to hear this, but it's hard to like take that all in. It's overwhelming because I don't feel that way. Sometimes I'm like, can I do this? You know, you doubt yourself sometimes. And I think sometimes society does that to us because as we get older,
yes.
We think that we can't do certain things.
Yep.
So that's been the challenge. And I've been lucky, I think, because of my kids. They've kept me so happy and so, you know, chasing after them and all the things that I do. That's been what's been keeping me in shape better, I think.
See, I need
Isn't
to have
funny?
Kids. That's I need
your,
to have kids.
That's a good
cats.
Cardio program. Yeah. Chase your kids around the house.
If
you want to help with my diet, I need some kids.
Well, I guess
I'll
it's
be the
just
Jack
the
LaLanne
happiest.
Of your life.
Yeah. Happiest I've ever been.
I know. How many children do you have?
I have 2 kids. Mason's 8 And my daughter Mallory is 4 now.
So, oh, what a great age.
Yeah, they're keeping me busy.
Now, do they get it that what you do for a living? I mean, do they understand? If they see you in the show, I mean, because you're there, you're not there. I mean, are they confused, worried, what's going on with mommy, that type of thing?
They are so happy. You know, generally, they're pretty happy kids. And I've seen that they're even happier since I've gone back. They are experiencing this. They've heard us talk a little bit about it, and they've seen DVDs and all of that in the past.
So they have seen you do magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just on the DVDs. But then when they got to see the live show and come in and be a part of it and go to the rehearsals with me sometimes or come to the show or get to be backstage, they're loving every minute of it.
But do they understand that, you know, you go into a box and then you're gone? Like, are they worried that you're not coming back?
Is that funny?
Good question.
You know, I think in the beginning, my son is really smart, you know, and he would say, Mom, how do you do that?
And do you tell him?
Did some guy reach up and put his hand up in the air and come down through the box and make all these? And it's so funny because their viewpoint on how things are done, and then I let him see how it's done in rehearsal. And it intrigues him even more. Mason wow. really loves magic. He wants to do magic now. I've taught him a few things, and he's done it at school.
Wow.
He even made chewing gum. He took an empty box, showed all the kids there was nothing there, and then he made some chewing gum appear for them, and the teacher said it was okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It was funny.
That's incredible.
It was really cute.
Would you want him to pursue a career either in magic or in entertainment in some capacity? You have a long line of entertainers in your family. It's in your DNA.
It's in our blood.
Yeah. What about him?
What I do is I just say, follow your heart and do whatever you feel is right for you. I'm not being pushy on any of it. My daughter, I can already see, she's 4, that she's the bug bitter already. She's down on the floor. Like in rehearsals, she watches all of us and she's dancing. You know, she's never taken dancing before and she's doing all the moves like she's doing the show. My son, he's pretty much like right now into a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. He likes sports. He likes the show business aspect. He's on the A honor roll, not to brag or anything.
But, you know,
so he has a lot going on. So I go, you can be anything you want to be. So it's good. Just have a different things to choose from and you'll get your niche one day. But I would, if they either one decided to be in show business, I'd be happy for them. As long as that's, you know.
Well, because you're family,
happy.
But I mean, you grew up in show business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was sort of, did you feel that it was your, like, did you have the bug when you were 4 years old? Or was
it
something that you were guided towards?
No, it was, when I saw my mom on stage.
With the Follies dancers,
and
right?
Oh, the Follies Brigere. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I were sitting in the light booth. And the minute I saw her and all the excitement that was going on stage, that was it. It was a done deal. As a matter of fact, my mom, I remember as I started getting a little older and I was probably about 13 and I had fallen in love with magic and dancing and all of those things. I went to see a show and they thought I was much older than what I was because I had on a lot of makeup and my mom snuck me into the show. I think I was too young to be in there. And director of the show, she came back and said, we need dancers for the show, which could she audition and be in it? And my mom's like, she is just not even in high school yet, you know? And I remember going home and pouting, wanting to do it. My mom going, get over it.
Yes.
You've got school to finish.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. The minute I saw the whole thing, and especially my mom, she was a huge star to me.
Right. She was in one of the biggest productions ever in the city.
Yeah. She's one of the reigning people of Las Vegas.
Yes.
I mean, and the fact that, you know, she has to be so proud that both you and your brother David have accomplished so much in the entertainment field.
She is so proud of all of it. She just tells everybody all the time. It's the cutest thing. And she did very well on her own to produce shows in town and do all those things starting from scratch. She made all the costumes for us. She did, you know, my mom was amazing. If you said, Mom, I have this vision that I could ride out on a white horse. That's a great idea. Let's go get a horse. And we're going to make
a horse.
Yeah. We're going to listen. And she'd be flipping through the magic books. Okay. We're going to make the horse shrink. We're going to, that's a great idea. And we'll go get a miniature horse. And she would do all these things.
Wow.
She is a very creative person.
So
she
you're telling me you didn't
hats.
Actually make the horse shrink?
Well, you know,
another myth destroyed.
Not to give away any secrets, yeah. But you know, she and David, this is the funny thing. They are so much alike. They don't even know it. They butt heads sometimes because they are so much alike. But David can wear so many different hats and is talented the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. He has, 15, 16 different shows going on, and he somehow manages them all.
Yeah,
I mean, I can it's only a remarkable thing. Yeah,
yeah.
He produced you when he was 17 over at Bourbon Street. I think is the story, right?
David,
or he started working with you at that point.
He was working with me. My mom was the producer of the show. David did lights and sound and music. He'd even be on the drums every now and then. He did a multitude of things. Also, she was the producer, got all the people to come to the show, had to make all the ticket deals and all those things, and teach choreography. My sister helped teach choreography also.
Wow.
My sister was a dancer in the show. Suzanne,
oh, I didn't know that.
Her name is Susie. And she danced, and she looks just like Suzanne Summers. Same.
Wow.
Yeah, her name is Suzanne. So she did all the choreography. My mom also did choreography and costuming. David did the music and the lights and the sound.
So it was really a family affair.
Yeah. We kept it together for a long time. Then David branched off and started doing all his own shows and has been remarkable with it and has produced a lot of different shows. And then, he did produce my show after my mom went off.
Okay.
And David produced my show at the Venetian Hotel in Atlantic City, several places, Branson, Missouri.
Right. You were all over the country
David did. But the first initial beginning, my mom did all those shows.
Right.
So now, what was it about magic? Because obviously your mom being a dancer and you being a dancer as well, what was it about magic that veered you in that direction?
From being a very little girl, going in, seeing the shows, being in the light booth, there was always a magician on the shows. And I just always was in awe of that. How do they do that? How are they really making these birds appear? And where did that tiger come from? And I mean, it just, wow, it blew my mind. And I had a dream. And I take this as a spiritual message. To me, I had a dream when I was a very young girl that I was doing magic on stage, and I had this big black cape on, and I woke up the next morning and I told my mom all about it, and she just stared at me and she goes, "That is the most interesting idea I've ever heard, ever. You know, if you put your magic and your dancing together, you could really do something with this."
And you still have the cape.
Yeah, and I still have a cape.
A cape. Yes.
Was it tough breaking into a business that has primarily just been men? I mean, you were really the first one to kind of break that glass ceiling in magic, weren't you?
Absolutely. It was difficult. There were really no role models for me. Everybody I saw, they were all men and fantastic, by the way. But I had never seen a lady magician before, so I had to come up with, what does a lady magician wear?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make the magic happen if I'm in a glamorous outfit? How do I do this? You know, so we really had to figure out what the look was going to be, how I was going to present myself, what kind of music do I use? Do I go classical? Do I go very mainstream, you know, we just didn't know. So we kept trying different things, my mom and I did. And one of the things that in the beginning that I did was mainly a silent act. I never talked. I just came out real mysterious with like 5 wigs on my head, like all this hair.
It had to be hard getting in and out of
it. Well, I mean, I had big hair and lots of makeup on. So when I was like 20 years old, people thought I was 40, maybe, you know, they didn't know because I wasn't speaking and I had all these glamorous and wild and crazy things on. And after the show one day, I was talking to this magician and he said to me, "Why don't you talk in your act? this older gentleman, he said, you as a person just standing here talking is very interesting, and all this other mysterious stuff, you got to let the people know. I think they'll like you better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, it did help me to grow, and the audience, I think, even if I stuck my foot in my mouth, they were with me more. Mm-hmm. And understood what I was doing more than trying to be this mysterious woman coming out. And, you know, I think the women didn't feel threatened by me at that point. When I would start talking, they thought, oh, she's a nice person. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
It has to work. Sometimes it works. Like you could be like the female teller, in other words, you know, how he's done it in Penn and Teller's act. But you really have to stick with that throughout the course of your career.
You
have to make that decision to commit to that variation of the act.
Yes.
Really. How do you think it is, or why do you think it is, that magic has been so male dominated? I've never been able to sort out why that particular form of entertainment has been so dominated by men. And continues through your career. It's a guy thing.
I think men are very into
fooling, lying.
No, fooling, lying. No.
Misleading.
Making their dates disappear.
Misdirecting what they really are doing.
I think I'm
overmatched at this point.
I think women and men focus on things differently. Maybe we focus on things. I think men like to focus, from what I've heard before in the past, they like to focus more on one thing at a time. Women like to multitask. We do, we'll do the dishes while the baby's on the hip and then homework at the same time, right? With magic, you have to focus on those things, you know, one at a time and get them done perfectly. And it's a little bit of a, it's a grueling kind of career. It takes a lot of patience to go through this stuff all the time. And I remember just giving up in the beginning. I remember not having the patience to do it. And I do think men have a patience level that's really good. Women, we're on to the next thing. We want to go shopping. We want to be glass. Right?
True. I agree with that.
So for me, it took my mom staying strong on that end of it to keep me focused, because I didn't, in the beginning, I loved magic and everything, but I just wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, without all the hard practice and the work and all the things you have to go through.
Yeah, I mean, I joke all the time. I dated a magician for 5 years, and he taught me very early on the relationship. I wanted to learn something. I wanted to learn a trick, and he taught me the French drop, which is basically making the quarter disappear from the money. And, you know, it theoretically is a very easy trick, but I would get myself confused what hand it was in, and I would try. He finally just had to say, you know what, people know I'm a magician, so can you just maybe not do it because you're really making me look bad at this point. But it would be like, but I would get frustrated and I would get angry and I'd just be like, okay, fine. And then I would, you know, and then he's like, this isn't fun trying to teach you because you are, you make it look so easy. And we've seen so many magic shows in town.
A lot.
And there's a lot of, and maybe it is because of the fact that I had a little bit of an insight in dating a magician that there are certain things that I now know how they're done. I'm still in awe of all type of magicians.
Right.
But there are a lot of shows in town that I've seen where I can figure it out. I have to tell you that I was sitting in between two of my friends, Alicia Jacobs, one of your friends.
Right.
And when you got done, I had just seen a show a few days earlier, and I said, I can honestly say she is so seamless. Such a pro that you are, that it is, your magic is, I mean, I couldn't figure it out. I always look for the misdirection and everything. And your magic is so clean and so seamless
thank you.
I mean, I think it is kind of a sort of a, you're kind of a, I don't want to say breed, but that isn't as proficient as it used to be, as I think is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Was it like riding a bike in the fact that you took that time off to get back to do it again? Or did you have to kind of retrain yourself?
I did have to retrain myself. I got very down and very disappointed in myself, and I still do at this moment. But I think in all of that happening and going back to reminding myself that that's a good way to be, because you have to fall down a little bit and you have to be down on yourself a little bit to get better. And if you think, oh, I'm there, you're in trouble, because there's going to be a night when things go chaotic. And with magic, that can happen. So you have to stay on the edge of your seat all the time. And yes, the first question, yes, I was a mess when I first went into rehearsals, but it was like riding a bike. So it was like getting on the bike, but falling off quite a few times before I convinced myself I can do this again. I got discouraged. I would come home like in tears to my husband going, I don't think I can do this. And he goes, yes, you can. I know you can. And he's been a big support. So that was great. But I was banged and bruised up quite a bit.
Well, you spent 10 years away, and this was to devote time to your family. Yes. Away from the stage. What is your relationship with David like now? You come back and David's had a lot of, obviously a very prominent figure in town. Yes. And you're working with him again on a completely different level and a different scope. How's that been? Have you had to kind of re-energize your creative relationship with him?
Yes. David and I have always had a good relationship. But it's been a good relationship, but also ever since we were kids. We got along great, but then there's those days where like David would be like going to drag me down the hallway with one leg. I'm going to have carpet burns. And then I was going to turn around and go do something back to him. And then here comes mom. You're older and you should know better. we've always had a really great relationship. We work very great together. But there are days where we're frustrated with each other because and then, yes, since David is so large now with what he's doing, he doesn't have as much time mm-hmm. to dedicate to me. So I get frustrated, even though he probably dedicates more time to me than the others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But still, it's like, I need all your time. I want to do, you know,
right.
all this stuff. So it gets frustrating in that regard. But we work very well together and we love each other. That's mm-hmm. by the end of the day, that's the most important yeah. thing. But yeah, I mean, family can be brutal. It can hurt more than anything in the world if David turns and says something to me or I say something to him.
Yeah.
You know, that
I work with my family as well. And it's,
you know
it's,
what
yeah,
I
it's,
mean?
It is because it's not just somebody that you can walk away from. It's somebody that you deeply love. So the words hurt a little bit
it
more.
Hurts.
Than, yeah. Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll share a funny one with me and you guys with you guys and you'll laugh that David just shoveled out to me recently. But then these things are good, you know, because you strive to get better. Stop being like Ethel Merman, he said to me. And I'm like, what? Of all people.
What were
and
you
I
doing?
Go, what does Ethel Merman mean? You know? And then he goes, you're just trying too hard.
You're overselling it?
Yeah,
is that what he was saying?
Or something like yeah. that, to that effect. Huh. And I said to him, or something about, you know, getting people to like you. Or, and then I thought about that. I went home and I went, you know, I really love Ethel Merman.
I know. Yeah, I love Ethel Merman
that
too.
That was kind of a compliment yeah. in a way because...
Ethel Merman had a lot of success.
Yeah, hello,
Ethel
there's Merman. No so, business like show business. Yeah. Ethel so, Merman.
So still, I started laughing and then I went, I want to, that's going to be my new thing. I am now going to say I am the Ethel Merman of magic.
The first lady / Ethel Merman of magic. Yeah.
You'll wind up just in a legend show
him.
Somehow.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, we'll say little things like this. I'm sure he could repeat something back that I've said that's irritating yeah. to him, you know. But you go through these moments with each other and then we're eating and having dinner together with all the, mm-hmm. you know, with everybody the next day. With all of our family. So, you know, there's going to be moments, there's going to be things that are frustrating, but, you know, we have each other's back. We love mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, with that, Melinda, yes. we have to close the curtain on this
okay.
Episode. Thanks so much for coming down.
I know we've missed you.
Great meeting
you.
I've missed you guys. I am so glad to be back. And
it's great having you back.
It is. It's great to be back in Vegas.
Now, you're dark. You are not in the show on Saturday nights, correct?
Saturday night, okay. I'm out.
So every other night, the show is it 7 and 9:30? Is that right, I think?
7 and 8:30. And it is, I am so proud to be in my brother's show, which is one of the most amazing shows here in Vegas.
It is
really
a fantastic
so
show.
Many talented people in there.
Yeah, it is.
It's so fun.
He's got a lot of talent in his
yes.
empire, and your show is right at the front of it. So thank you very much.
Thank
Star
you.
V, the Ultimate Variety Show at V Theater at Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. Check her out. Melinda, First Lady of Magic, thank you for coming down.
Thanks. Yeah!